There is a legend that Jesus entered heaven after his time on earth. And when he did return, he did so with the nail marks in his hands and his body badly beaten up. Gabriel looked at him and said, "Lord, did you suffer while on earth?" And he said, "Yes, I did." And Gabriel said, "Do people know how much you suffered on earth for them, how much you loved them?" And Jesus said, "Not yet, but just a few in Palestine know." And Gabriel was somewhat confused. And he said, "Lord, how are people going to know then how much you love them and what you have done for them and how much you suffered? Do you have a plan?" And he said, "Yes, I do. I have asked Peter, James, and John and a few others to tell people about me. And then those who hear will then tell others. And then they will hear and tell others. And many more will tell each other until the whole human race and the whole world knows about me and who I am and how I have loved." Well, Gabriel looked at Jesus somewhat perplexed because he knew how unreliable human beings can be at times. And so he said, "Lord, what will happen if Peter, James, and John get weary? Or as time goes on, those people that they told and then they told, if they lose interest? And what if in the 20th and 21st century, people will be so busy that they won't have time to spread the gospel and tell people? Do you have another plan?" And Jesus said, "I do not, Gabriel. I'm counting on them." This day, 2018, Mother's Day weekend, the Feast of the Ascension, the Lord is counting on us. And he's counting on us to be those who, as he said in the first reading, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem." And as the gospel said, he's counting on us to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. So where is it that we will go? And what is it that we will say? What is it that we will do? We're not going to go to Jerusalem unless that's some trip that we take. But for us, it's going to be exactly where we live, where we encounter each other. It's going to be in our schools, in our homes, in our workplaces, in this community of St. Thomas Becket, in the other communities and the other places and people that we are with. That's where we will go. And what is it that we will say or that we will do? What the words in the gospel said today, that people will know, as Jesus said, "All that I did in all that I said." You and I are not going to do what literally the gospel talked about. But you and I will be people who can bring healing. The power of our prayer when someone is ill, when someone is sick, when someone has experienced death. Our prayer can be healing. Or it's the people that we know in our life who maybe are struggling with a spiritual or an emotional moment in their life, we can be healers for them. And we will speak new languages. Language that we can speak is the language of hope in a life and in a world that sometimes see things as hopeless. We can speak a language of encouragement, a language of support. We can speak a language that is against the injustice that we see and speak a language of justice. And we will lift up. Well, it won't be serpents, but we will lift up those that we know in life who life has weighed them down, who their sadness or their grief or their anxiety or their worries need someone to be with them and to lift them up and to hold them. Yes, the Lord is counting on us. Because what we need to believe is this line from the second reading. We are equipped as the holy ones. That is who we are. We are the holy ones of today. We are the ones who the Lord has equipped with the Spirit of God to give it what it is that we need to be his messengers, to speak that and to live that, all that he did and all that he said. And no better people have done that in our lives than our mothers. They have been the presence of Christ in our life. They have shown us the face and the presence of God in our life. They have been the ones who, yes, have nourished us with food, but they have nourished us with gentleness and with patience and with encouragement and support. They've been the ones who have celebrated our successes, and they have held us in our failures. And they have shown us tough love when they have called us on our inappropriate, unhealthy, poor behavior. But then they have also pointed out the strengths of who we are. They have forgiven us. And then at times they have had the grace to let us go. They are also the bringers of good news of the gospel into our lives. As we go into this week, each and every one of us will be called to enter the life of another person, to bring the presence of Christ and God into their lives, but what we say and we do. Let us be the ones that Jesus counts on and come through for him. And also on this Mother's Day weekend, be mindful, prayerful, and grateful, whether our mothers are living or have died, of the grace that they have been in our lives. Let's let them know that in some way. Pray with that as we enter the week.